Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Healing House Radio. I'm Dr. Eileen, and I am just really glad to be here, and I hope everyone had an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving in whatever form that came in, and just blessings to everyone. You know, it's such an amazing time because now it's like that power slide right in through Christmas and, you know, and Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever anyone, you know, chooses to follow. But, you know, we go into that place of, you know, going through all of this very high energy time, and then there we are at the end of the year. And we're going to be talking about this entire month. I'm dedicating this month to the idea of the work of wellness and what it is that you can do to get yourself set up to be in the best mental, physical, and spiritual shape as you go into this new year, and how you can do that in a much more empowered way. So today, we will be talking about the effects of attachments and expectations on our mental, physical, and spiritual health. And we're going to be moving through the next episode. We'll talk about strong, empowering wellness choices. That'll be next Thursday. The third Thursday will be the idea of exploring the importance of personal authenticity in everything that we do. When we're not authentic, then we're not being at our best. The 22nd, right before Christmas, we'll be talking about one of the most important choices that you can make, which is how to choose a wellness practitioner. And it's really important, you know, to be able to bring someone onto your wellness team. And this person is someone on your team. You're not on theirs. And, you know, for you to be able to be empowered enough with them to be able to work well together. And you'll learn the three most important questions that you should ask every practitioner. And for our last episode of 2011, on the 29th, it will be a special one-hour year-end episode, and we're going to be talking about acceptance and what you can do to take an attitude of acceptance into 2012, no matter what you think may happen in 2012. So today, we're talking about attachments. We're talking about those things and the stories that we tell ourselves that we really want to be able to stick to, that we want to make our reality, but sometimes they don't quite hold to that. They don't quite, you know, the expectations aren't met. There's a saying that stress exists in the space between the world the way we want it to be and the world the way it is. And sometimes it's really tough, especially at this time of the year. I mean, many of us made choices at, you know, the beginning of the year and resolutions, and I'm going to lose that 10, 20 or so pounds, or I'm going to get out and jog more, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. And we come to the end of the year, and, you know, maybe those things weren't met. If they were, you know, hey, good for you, and I really hope that you, you know, honor yourself for doing that. But for those that, you know, didn't quite make it there, you know, we get those expectations. We get attached to the idea of what we should have done, what we could have done. And then it becomes this big thing of this self-blame. It's, you know, we think very hard on ourselves. I mean, for the most part, we are much more gentle with other people than we are with ourselves. Most of us are truly our own worst critic. And when we don't meet the expectations that we ourselves have set up, it creates a situation where we really are unable to give ourselves that unconditional love and acceptance that we really should hold for ourselves, that, you know, we should hold for all beings, but especially for ourselves. So when we talk about the idea of an attachment to expectations, keep in mind, remember, these are, for the most part, expectations that we ourselves set. It was a story we told that we created, and so the idea that, you know, we either meet whatever expectation that was or we don't, then that becomes a reflection of who we are as a person. And I really, really would love to see people kind of get away from that. I mean, it's very good to be able to set goals for yourself and to say, you know what, these are the things I want to achieve, and to take them seriously enough that, you know, you say, you know what, I really need to do this, I'm going to commit to this, I'm going to get behind it, and it reaches a place where it becomes very difficult because, you know, it's taking, for example, weight loss. Many of us have, you know, gone through different stages of weight loss, and you reach that point where we all plateau, and it's not happening, you know, the weight is not really changing. We may have had a really big drop off and gotten very excited about it, and then that plateau hit, and it becomes a difficult thing as to how to get out of the plateau. Now, some people do very drastic things, like let's say, you know, they had a specific weight loss plan. Well, then they said, well, I'm going to cut those calories in half, or I'm going to work out twice as hard because I want to get out of this plateau. What that does is that creates a situation where suddenly your body has gotten very used to something. It's gotten very used to a pattern. And then when you try to jumpstart it, sometimes what that can do is that can create a situation where your body is suddenly going on the defensive with you. It's like people who do a lot of, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to only eat one meal a day and it's going to be a rice cake or anything like that. When you create a situation where your body goes into starvation mode, what happens is that the next thing that comes in, your body is not trusting you to take care of it. So therefore, anything that goes in is going to be clung to. You know, you go on a completely, absolutely no-fat diet, which is fine, and the next time you take any fat into your system, your body's going to cling to it because your body needs a certain amount of it. The idea of finding a balance in the type of ways that you seek out your wellness, you have to be able to be patient. Things do not create in a short time, and they don't resolve in a short time, especially if it's a long-term thing. Looking at little successes, at little goals, you know, little benchmarks will allow you to be able to stay in that place of, okay, I can accept it, it's just this plateau, but you keep at it, you keep with the good habits, you keep with the things that you're doing, and then you just move through it, because ultimately you will move through it. And this type of plateau scenario can hit in a lot of different places. And it's not just in diet. It can hit in relationships. It can hit in our view of ourselves. As I said, a lot of times we are our own worst critic. And when we start looking at more at what we're not accomplishing than what we are, we lose our perspective on why we're doing it in the first place. It's for people who want to lose the weight. It could be for health reasons. It could be for just feeling better. It could be to look better and figuring, well, if I look better, then I will feel better, which there is nothing wrong with that. Anything taken in moderation is a good thing. There's light and shadow to everything. It is about finding a way to be in balance with ourselves. It's about finding a way to be in balance with the people around us. Sometimes with, you know, weight gain and weight loss, it can really relate to where we are mentally, to where we are emotionally. Sometimes it just really gets hard when you want to be close to someone, or, you know, you're feeling vulnerable. The problem is that the idea of bringing in more food, plus, you know, the idea of comfort food, It emotionally makes us feel better. It releases hormones that allow us to feel more sedate. And the thing is that when we gain weight, very often it creates distance between ourselves and someone else. And there are many who want that distancing in their lives, or for some reason they need it because they're not feeling safe. They're not feeling in balance. So let's take a look at some of the ways that our expectations can be used in a very positive way, and how we can be able to set up those things that we can become attached to. I mean, in many traditions, in in Buddhist traditions and in many belief systems around the world, the idea of an attachment is pretty much always negative, that you should not be attached to anything. And in my way of thinking, in my own humble way, and if you disagree with me, that's absolutely fine. If it works for you, I love it for you. For me, there are certain things that, yes, I can be attached to and feel good about, and things that I enjoy that I would rather not see out of my life. And it's just figuring out what attachments are the ones that move us forward, what attachments are the ones that hold us back. Unrealistic expectations are an attachment that hold us back. Realistic expectations and ways to challenge ourselves move us forward. When you commit to something, 1 year, or it was last year, I decided I really needed to shake something up. And so I chose to roll out of a perfectly functioning aircraft attached to someone else at about 15,000 feet. And if you haven't done it, I recommend it. It is an amazing, amazing experience, and it definitely brings you very much into focus of absolute appreciation for everything, including the ground, once you get to it. So, but setting that expectation for myself, saying, you know what, before the end of that year, I told myself I was going to do that. And that was something I stuck to. And when I'd start thinking, it's like, well, I don't know, I would create that attachment. You know, that was an attachment I made. It was an attachment to that outcome, that I was going to do that one way or another. So attachments, in my feeling, are not necessarily bad. And if you feel differently about that, or if you have any other opinions, then please call in for our friends in the L.A. area. It's 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, it's toll-free, 877-697-9725. So let's look at some of the attachments that we can develop. One is an attachment to the fact that your life pretty much, you know, with new things coming in, change can be difficult. Some people get very attached to things being the way they are. Now, if things the way they are make you happy, go for it. You know, you hold that and you enjoy it. But let's look at the things that if maybe it's an attachment that really isn't working for you. You could have expectations that are in conflict with one another. Let's say you have an attachment to moving forward and, you know, moving somewhere else or really making a big change in your life, and at the same time you have an attachment to everything being safe. In many cases, you know, you really can't have both of those going at the same time. And you have to end up choosing one. I mean, which is the bigger attachment? Which expectation brings you more? And it may be that staying put and staying safe is the attachment that you would want to hold on to. Or it could be the one where you move out and make, you know, take risks. We can get attached to certain patterns in our relationships. Sometimes people have relationships that you just kind of shake your head and go, really? I mean, really? And you would think that, you know, these folks really do not go well together, but they have an agreement. There's some sort of an attachment there that holds them in that, even if they're both complaining about it. There's a payoff, and whatever attachment they have to that is going to be whatever, you know, keeps them in that space and in that time. I've done several sweat lodges. And in each time, it's the idea of going in and just having no expectations about being able to move into that space. And it's like, look, whatever is meant to show up here for me, it's all good and I accept it. And that's a big piece of being able to move into a situation with no expectations and no attachment to the idea of how you believe it should be. When we look at different types of personal philosophies that can, you know, whatever carries you, I mean, whatever spiritual, mental, meditative, anything, practice that you have, if it's working for you, that's wonderful, and I honor that for you. If it's not working for you, if there's something that's missing, then you attach to it, and it's not getting you anywhere. It's like being, you know, being attached to riding a bicycle and the back wheel is missing. You're not going to get very far. Attach to those things that are forward moving for you. Attach to those things that bring you the things in your life that are make you feel that sense of being settled, that sense of being balanced. If it's weight loss, really take a look at, you know, first off, being very honest with yourself about why you want to lose the weight, how much you want to lose. I mean, you know, do you want to look like you did when you were back in high school? Or on the other side, if it's a weight gaining situation, if you have always been very slender and you really want to, you know, have this huge weight gain, take a look at why you want to do that and what is the process that you're willing to go through in order to be able to make that happen in the best possible way. Because either way, with weight loss or weight gain, they both are things that need to be done in moderation. It's not just about, well, I'm just going to do this, this is going to be the quick fix, and I want the quick fix. More than likely, the quick fix is not going to give you the results you want. If you want to, you know, be running marathons by the end of the year, there's a whole process that you need to do, depending on where you're starting, which is the best place to take a look at. It's like, okay, where am I? What am I doing? What's my mindset? What is my body telling me right at this moment about what I want to do? And how can I get everything to come on board with me to achieve this? My mental, physical, and spiritual aspects all need to be on board with me in order to do this, and how can I manage this in the best way? So, yeah, take a look at where you're at when you're figuring out what your expectations are. And when you look at what your goals are, what is it really that you're going for? Is it to please a particular person in your life? Let's say you smoke and everybody wants you to stop smoking and it's like, okay, my goal is to stop smoking. If you honestly don't want to stop smoking, that's going to be real difficult. You cannot do that sort of thing for someone else. You cannot change your behavior specifically because it makes someone else happy. It's got to be something that you really, truly want. And I mean, I know many people who smoke and, you know, they work at it and, you know, they have different levels of success. You know, there's a saying that you quit smoking 7 times before it catches, which I think that for some people, they just walk away from it and are able to make that break. Or there's others who have struggled with it for many, many years. And you know, any type of situation where a physical and emotional dependence is created on something, that is not to be taken lightly. And it is not something that is going to be a quick fix. We really like things that are very clean, very tidy, and happen very quickly. And in some ways, that's really good because it drives us to create things and to create situations and move technology forward where it's like, hey, I don't want to have to wait for that. I want to be able to do this now, and we're going to create something that is going to help me to do that. And it also allows us to dream of the possibilities of, you know, how we can move forward, to be able to visualize that, to be able to create some really interesting stuff. The other side of that is, though, that we have a very hard time being patient. We have a very hard time looking at what the cause really is of what we're doing and what has created the situation. As a chiropractor, often, you know, I deal with people who it's like, look, just make the back stop hurting and we'll be fine. And it's always very interesting because it's important to understand why the back is hurting, because you need to understand what it is that you need to stop doing or what it is you need to do differently. It's a challenge for me to be able to help someone when they don't want to change anything, but they want the outcome to be different. And as we've talked about before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. So if somebody is attaching to an expectation of, you know, having absolutely no back pain, yet they're unable to envision, one, why their back is hurting in the first place, and two, what it is that they need to do to be able to make that change and to be able to allow their bodies to be able to be in a much better alignment and in a much better state of being. So we really all, you know, and I definitely include myself in that, we really all need to be able to take a look objectively at what it is we want to set up. What are the things that we have as our goal? What do we aspire to? And then what are the steps and, you know, the little incremental steps that you can do over time to be able to achieve what you want to achieve? So giving up that idea that, okay, you know, I wanted to lose 20 pounds by the end of the year, that means that I've got 30 days to lose 20 pounds. That's not healthy. That is not something that is going to bring you balance, and it more than likely is not something that is going to allow you to keep those 20 pounds off. What you want is maybe, well, the first thing I would say is, you know, well, I want to lose 20 pounds. And it's like, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds because I would like to feel better about myself. Okay, then it's a different process. Then it's about, you know, I want to feel good about myself. It's like, well, then we can talk about, you know, changing your clothing and drinking more water and doing other things. Or it could be, I want to lose 20 pounds because I'm really concerned about my health. Then it becomes not just about weight. It becomes about, you know, being able to get good exercise that works for you. It means being able to incorporate healthier habits in your life. So I want to encourage everyone that as you think about, you know, this whole year, about 2011, what were the things that you felt really brought you into, you know, that alignment with, you know, just everything you like and all those things that make you feel really wonderful? And what were the things that you brought into your life that made you feel a little bit less than wonderful? And take a look and kind of do a, you know, do a check on what it is that you want to take into 2012. What are the patterns? What are the choices, the lifestyle choices that you want to be able to incorporate into that, and then take it to the next level and say, okay, how can I do this in a way that I'm going to be comfortable with, that I'm going to be able to enjoy, that I'm going to be able to manage? There's a theory that if you ask somebody to go on a fitness program, more than likely they're not going to be able to stick to it. If you ask that same group of people to do 3 jumping jacks, you know, if they're physically able to do it, do 3 jumping jacks a night, no more. Well, they're going to do those 3, and then they're going to say, well, I can do 4. But if they, you tell them that they can just, you know, do that, do a little bit, and allow them to, it's like, oh, okay, I can be able to do this. I can take ownership of this. And it's easy. It's not something I have to struggle with. I mean, you can do something that will require a huge struggle and you feel a lot of accomplishment, or you can do something that, you know, makes it easier, and yet you still receive that sense of accomplishment. So I hope that everybody has a chance to take a look at their expectations, let go of what it is you need to let go of, that it didn't get done by now, it's not going to get done. Well, with the possible exception of rolling out of an airplane, you may be able to do that. So, you know, go online, you can find something. But generally, let it go. You know, start working on those things, appreciate what you achieved, and start working on those things that you want to be able to put into motion for 2012. Assuming that, you know, everything's not going to end, yeah, you know, if you're around for 2013, you want to be able to feel good about it. So this Sunday, December 4th, for those of you in the Bay Area, I'm going to be over at the Divine Science Church at a book signing. My dear friend Debbie Belmaseri, who was with me about a week or so ago and talked about the book that I was one of the co-authors for called Tapping Into God. We're going to be doing a book signing over at the Divine Science Church at 1540 Hicks Avenue in San Jose, California. That's the Divine Science Church. And you can get more information about that on their website at the divinesciencecommunitycenter.org. We also have coming up on December 10th, I will be doing a workshop on speaking from the heart. And that will be here at the Center for Creative Living at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C, and that's in San Jose, California. And you can get more information on that by calling 408-313-7641. That's 408-313-7641. On December 22nd, I will be the featured guest speaker for a group called the Open to Light 2011 Speaker Series. It's called Many Paths, One Faith. And that'll be at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Community Center at 875 Cinnabar Street in San Jose. And for information on their group, you can contact them at www.meetup.com/opentolight. And you can find out more about the stuff that I'm doing and my practice at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also find out about my the book that I will be publishing shortly. It's called Frequencies, and you can find out more information about that at frequenciesthebook.com. So that's pretty much most of what's going on. And I am also going to be doing, those of you who know that I also am a student of Druidry and the tradition of integrating earth energy and being able to connect with a lot of very amazing energetics. And it's based in the Celtic traditions primarily, although you know, there are many other divisions. It's a form, it's very similar to shamanism in many ways. And I will be starting in January my next class series on that. And I will also be offering weekend courses. So you can find out more about those at my website. So I want to thank everybody for coming in and for listening in. And I hope you have an amazing, wonderful week. And as I said, we will be talking next Thursday about strong, empowering wellness choices. And this whole month is going to be dedicated to the work of wellness. So everyone have an awesome day. I wish you blessings and balance in everything you do. And if you want to call in, then you can do so next week. And I hope that everyone is just really enjoying themselves. And I wish you the best of holidays. Take care, and we'll talk next week. Bye-bye.